Om Agaritaminam Vasya, Tananjana Savakaya, Chakshu Samaritan Jaina Tadpani Sri Gurveen Maha. Sri Chaitanya Maravistam, Stapitam Jaina Bhuktadai, Sayam Yipa Padamayam, Nadashi Sahanam Kam. Vansha Kapatu Vasya, Kripa Sindhu Vevacha, Patitanam, Pavane Go, Vaisha Vibhyo Namaha. Krishna has expanded himself into the cows, calves, and the boys, and he is enacting. Quite amazing when one considers how each of those cows and boys are individuals, and Krishna has exactly picked up each of their individual and personal characteristics. And even still more amazing is that the mothers of the calves and the mothers of the boys, they found that their love was simply increasing and increasing and increasing because it was Krishna who was their child. Ever, ever, ever increasing. That gives us a hint of the nature of the spiritual relationship with Krishna, the soul spiritual relationship with Krishna. It is ever increasing. Different aspects of love are continuously revealed, ever new, ever fresh. Now who knows what day, not like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but what day did this take place? Because it took place the same day as the killing of Agasura. And on that day, Lord Balaram didn't go to the forest. Because, why? It was his birthday. So, yes, it's the Purnima. What month is it the Purnima of? It's just before... just before the Astami. So it's very, very warm during this time of the year in Vrindavan. Very, very sweet time. There are flowers blossoming everywhere. So for one whole year on that day, Brahma attempted to steal the cows, the calves and the boys. And for one year, Krishna had expanded himself as cows and boys. And each day, the parents, the mothers, the cows, they're experiencing ever fresh, ever increasing love of Krishna, who was in the form of the calves and the boys. So this went on day after day after day after day. They had the opportunity to treat Krishna just as their child. The cows had the opportunity to lick Krishna continuously. Out of great, great affection. Then, just as text 28, I'll just read text 28, I believe that's what we were up to. One day, 5 or 6 nights before the completion of the year. So a whole year it took place. It was approaching Balaram Purnima, Balaram Jayanti. It was approaching that time again. 5 or 6 days before one year had been completed, Krishna, tending the calves, entered the forest along with Balaram. Prabhupada's purport. Up until this time, even Balaram was captivated by the bewilderment that covered Brahma. Even Balaram did not know that all the calves and cowherd boys were expansions of Krishna, or that he himself was also an expansion of Krishna. This was disclosed to Balaram just 5 or 6 days before the completion of the year. So Balaram, even Balaram, who is the primal expansion of Krishna, who is all-powerful, he is all-knowing, but still he cannot pierce through Krishna's deception. He did not know. And this is how Balaram found out. Thereafter, while pasturing at Top Govardhan Hill, where were the cows? Where were the calves? Yes. They're atop, on the top of Govardhan Hill. Have you ever seen a cow on top of Govardhan Hill? One time? Well, so many times. The cows, so these were cows with the cowherd men. They looked down to find some green grass, and they saw their calves pasturing near Vrindavan, not very far away. When the cows saw their own calves from the top of Govardhan Hill, they forgot themselves and their caretakers because of increased affection. And although the path was very rough, why was the path rough? Because there were rocks everywhere and it was sloping down. Cows aren't they're not the most nimble of all animals. They proceed very slowly when they're coming down the rocky part of Govardhan Hill. But yet, although the path was very rough because of their increased affection, they ran towards their calves with great anxiety, each running as if with one pair of legs. Because cows, when they go, they take one step and then they take another step. But they were running like this with their hind legs and their back legs. They were running down the hill. Why? Who was on the bottom of the hill? Their calves. And who were their calves? It was Krishna. Their milk bags were full and flowing with milk. Their heads and tails were raised and their humps moving with their necks. They ran forcefully until they reached their calves to feed them. Purport. Generally, the calves and cows are pastured separately. The elderly men take care of the cows and the small children see to the calves. This time, however, the cows immediately forgot their position as soon as they saw the calves below Govardhan Hill. And they ran with great force, their tails erect and their front and hind legs joined until they reached their calves. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has a comment here. When the cows saw their own calves from the top of Govardhan Hill, they forgot themselves and ran off. They forgot themselves and ran off, ignoring their caretakers and the rough pathway. The cows stretched their necks out in longing and ran as if with one pair of legs. Their heads and tails were raised and their tears and milk flowed in streams. Out of great maternal affection for their calves. Who was actually Krishna? Were actually Krishna. 29. Thereafter, excuse me. 31. The cows had given birth to new calves. In other words, the calves that they had seen were much older, and they already had younger ones. And it's natural for the love of a mother to flow to her, the youngest, because the youngest, this is Krishna's arrangement, because the youngest needs the most attention. But these calves, they were not so young. They were pasturing by themselves. They weren't dependent on milk at all. They were pasturing by themselves. But while coming down from Govardhan Hill, the cows, because of increased affection for their older calves, allowed the older calves to drink milk from their milk bags and then began licking the calves' body in an anxiety as if wanting to swallow them. They were just so impelled and inspired by their love for their calves, even though the calves didn't actually need so much attention and love and affection. They were so inspired because the calves were actually Krishna. Prabhupada doesn't have a comment, but the Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur comments. Although the cows had given birth to new calves, they had more affection for their older calves. Why? Quite unnatural. But why? Yes. Just natural. Krishna is the natural object of everyone's affection. Thus they came down from Govardhan Hill to feed the older calves, the milk pouring from their udders. In great anxiety, they repeatedly licked the calves' bodies as if wanting to swallow them. The coward men, text 32, having been unable to check the cows from going to their calves, because the cows were under the control of the men, and the cows were so attracted to Krishna, they just ran down the hill, bolted down the hill, like an arrow shot from a bow, and the cowherd men couldn't stop them. And they felt simultaneously ashamed. Why were they ashamed? They lost their cows, they couldn't control them. And angry. Why? They've gotten away. They crossed the rough road with great difficulty. But when they came down and saw their own sons, they were overwhelmed by great affection. Prabhupada's purport. Everyone was increasing in affection for Krishna. When the coward men coming down from the hill saw their own sons, who were no one other than Krishna, their affection increased. Bishop Chakravarti Thakur says basically the same thing. With great difficulty they ran down the rough path, and they too, when they saw their own sons who were Krishna, became overwhelmed with affection. This is the nature of Krishna. Because of his sweetness, he pulls the affection from the heart, because he is all attractive and he is the natural object of affection. Now at that time, this is text 33, all the thoughts of the coward men merged in the mellow of paternal love, which was aroused by the sight of their sons. Experiencing a great attraction, their anger completely disappearing, they lifted their sons, embracing them in their arms, and enjoyed the highest pleasure by smelling their son's head. Just they were giving them gestures of affection. Purport. After Brahma stole the original cowherd boys and calves, Krishna expanded himself to become the boys and calves again. Thereafter, because the boys were actually Krishna's expansions, the cowherd men were especially attracted to them. At first, the cowherd men who were on top of the hill were angry, but because of Krishna, the boys were extremely attractive. And therefore, the cowherd men immediately came down from the hill with special affection. The elders wanted to scold the cows, but by glancing at their children, they became filled with vatsalya prem, parental love. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says this. 34. Thereafter, the elderly cowherd men, having obtained great feeling from embracing their sons, gradually and with great difficulty and reluctance ceased from embracing them and returned to the forest. This gives us a glimpse of how attractively sweet and wonderful Krishna is. But as the men remembered their sons, tears began to roll from their eyes. It's not only the cows that were, tears were streaming down, but even the cowherd men also. Purport. In the beginning, the cowherd men were angry that the cows were being attracted by the calves. But when the men came down from the hill, they themselves were attracted by their sons, and therefore the men embraced them. To embrace one's son and smell his head are symptoms of affection. 35. Because of an increase of affection, The cows had constant attachment, even to those calves that were grown up and had stopped sucking milk from their mothers. When Balaram saw this attachment, he was unable to understand the reason for it. And thus he began to consider as follows. This is 36 and 37 explain Balaram's thinking. So we'll read those and then we'll read the purports. What is this wonderful phenomenon? What is causing this to happen, that the cows and the men are so attracted to their sons and to the calves? What a wonderful phenomenon. The affection of all the inhabitants of Braja, including me, towards these boys and calves is increasing as never before. Just like our affection for Lord Krishna, the super soul of all living entities. Who is this mystic power? In other words, what is the cause of this feeling of increasing affection? Because in the material world, the affection decreases. Familiarity doesn't breed increasing love. What does familiarity breed? Contempt. But this was quite different. Ever-increasing love. And Balaram is saying that I'm also experiencing this. So what is the cause of this? Where has she come from, this mystic power that is causing us to increase our love as if it was for Krishna? Is she a demigod or a demoness who's causing it? She must be the illusory energy of my master, Lord Krishna. For who else can bewilder me? So Balaram couldn't even pierce the mystery of what Krishna had done through his yoga maya. So we'll read these purports. 35. The cows had younger calves who had started sucking milk from their mothers, and some of the cows had newly given birth. But now, because of love, the cows enthusiastically showed their affection for the older calves, which had left off milking. These calves were grown up, but still the mothers wanted to feed them. Therefore Balaram was a little surprised, and he wanted to inquire from Krishna about the reason for their behavior. The mothers were actually more anxious to feed the older calves, although the new calves were present. Because the older calves were expansions of Krishna, because that's why they wanted to feed them. These surprising events were taking place by the manipulation of yoga maya. There are two mayas working under the direction of Krishna. Maya, the energy of the material world, and yoga maya, the energy of the spiritual world. These uncommon events were taking place because of the influence of yoga maya. From the very day on which Brahma stole the calves and boys, yoga maya acted in such a way that the residents of Vrindavan, including even Lord Balaram, could not understand how yoga maya was working and causing such uncommon things to happen. But as yoga maya gradually acted, Balaram in particular was able to understand what was happening, and therefore he inquired from Krishna. So he's asking, what is this wonderful phenomenon? What's going on here? Here's Prabhupada's there, two short purports. This increase of affection was not maya. Rather, because Krishna had expanded himself as everything, and because the whole life of everyone in Vrindavan was meant for Krishna. Because the whole life of everyone in Vrindavan was meant for Krishna. The cows, because of affection for Krishna, had more affection for the older calves than for the new calves. And the men increased in their affection for their sons. Balaram was astonished to see the residents of Vrindavan so affectionate towards their own children, exactly as they had been for Krishna. Similarly, the cows had grown affectionate towards their calves, as much as towards Krishna. And Balaram was surprised to see these acts of yogamaya. Therefore, he inquired from Krishna, what is happening here? What is this mystery? Balaram was surprised. This extraordinary show of affection, he thought, was something mystical performed either by the demigods or by some wonderful man. Otherwise, how could this wonderful change take place? This Maya might be some Rakshasi Maya, he thought. But how can Rakshasi Maya have any influence upon me? This is not possible. Therefore, it must be the Maya of Krishna. He thus concluded that the mystical change must have been caused by Krishna, whom Balaram considered his worshipable personality of Godhead. He thought, it was arranged by Krishna, and even I could not check its mystic power. Thus Balaram understood that all these boys and calves were only expansions of Krishna. So Balaram, for the whole year, could not pierce this mystery. Brahma was completely bewildered, and Balaram, Brahma is the most powerful of living entities, and Balaram isn't even a jiva. He's in the first expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And even he was bewildered by the potencies of Krishna. This gives us a glimpse from a far distance, perhaps, but a glimpse nevertheless of the unlimited power of Krishna. So we'll continue, but first we'll hear some of what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says. Because Balaram Because of an increase of prema, the cows had great attachment, utkantyam, even to those calves that had grown up and had stopped sucking milk from their mothers. Seeing this inexplicable situation, Baladev began to think. From the day after the bewilderment of Brahma, all the cows would ignore their newly born calves at the time of milking and feed their calves which had stopped taking milk from the udders. So this was happening every day. The cows, not only at this time, but during the time of when the cows would come home, they would ignore their baby calves and feed, be so attracted to the Krishna calves. Why did Balaram realize this now, after seeing it for so many days? And why didn't the other coward men even notice this? It was because they were all covered by Yogamaya from the day of the Brahman Vamohana Lila. Did anyone, have anyone had experience, if you can't find something and you look everywhere for it and then a few seconds later you see it's right in front of you? Everyone but Prahlad Bhakta has had that experience. That has happened to you? Happens to me so many times. What is the cause of that? We're not seeing actually with our eyes because it's right in front of us. We are bewildered. Some illusion comes over our mind and we can't see it, even though it's right before our eyes. And then in a second we see it and then we feel very silly. So Balaram couldn't even notice. The coward men couldn't even notice this, what was going on. And Balaram didn't notice. The cause is, in all cases, it's Krishna's Maya. There is a yoga Maya that works in conjunction with internal energy that works to give Krishna directly pleasure. And then there is Mahamaya, which covers the living entity's sight and disallows them from seeing Krishna and loving Krishna. So Baladev is the elder brother. So the answering the question, how is it that Balaram couldn't even pierce this? And now he's seeing it, but he didn't notice it before. Baladev is the elder brother of the cause of all of the universe and his dear friend. So Krishna should not have deceived him. Though Krishna should have revealed everything to Baladev before this, he did not. He didn't do it. Why? Why didn't Krishna tell Balaram previously? He didn't do it because he did not want Balaram to suffer any separation from Sridham and his other friends for the period of a year. Krishna himself did not suffer any separation because he was close to them in an expanded form, that search for their calves. So that again, Vishwanath is saying this, it seems like there are three sets. One of Krishna, one that Maya ones that Balaram took away, and then in another, in the original boys were sitting there taking lunch while Krishna was searching for the calves, and Krishna was near to them. So Krishna was all in two forms. He didn't take him. And Balaram was in one form at this time. This is what it appears from the explanations of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Balaram did not appear in any expanded form during this pastime. Krishna too, and plus unlimited cows and boys. Then after a year passed, when the Lord desired, Yogamaya gradually withdrew her cover from Balaram. It was done gradually so that Baladev could take the viewpoint of the devotee and also to immerse himself in the ocean of the Lord's power. So he got to glimpse of his supreme worshipable Lord, how powerful he actually was. Even Balaram got a glimpse of that. 36, Vishwanath says. As Yogamaya relaxed the first part of her influence, Balaram thought about the wonders he was seeing. He said, "It astonishes me how the mothers have the same love for their sons as they previously had for Krishna. It was also amazing how Balaram himself was experiencing the same love he feels for Krishna upon seeing those boys." 37. As Yogamaya removed the second part of her influence, Balaram thought for a moment about this, and then he invoked his power of omniscience, his ability to see, to know everything. So that gives us an indication that it is a specific power, the ability to know everything. And when it is, and that power, the ability to know everything, it serves Krishna. It is one of his potencies. So it serves him when it is required. And at other times he may not know everything when it is not required. When Krishna is when Mother Yasoda is chastising Krishna and tears are running down his face and the kajal is running, is Krishna thinking, "Oh, I am the all-knowing Supreme Lord and I am all-powerful, but just to bring bliss to my mother, I'm going to act in this way and make believe I'm actually afraid"? No, Krishna is not thinking like that. He's not acting. His mother's prema forces Krishna to experience ecstatic fear. Because otherwise, how will the mother get the pleasure? This is the business of a mother, to train the child in this way and to chastise out of love. So Krishna, her prema is so powerful that it controls Krishna. And he forgets that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is so amazing that Kunti Devi says, "This is so amazing," in her prayers. How powerful this prema bhakti is, causes Krishna to forget that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How wonderful, how wonderful, how wonderful. So that should also let us glimpse of, sometimes as we're proceeding in Krishna consciousness, sometimes it's very hard, sometimes we get discouraged, sometimes we feel that we're not progressing very much, but look at what we're trying to achieve. So much, such a stage that's so powerful, it even controls Krishna, prema bhakti. So it's not an easy thing. If we were trying to achieve something simple, it would be over and done with. But this is the most wonderful thing. Because, specifically this reason, this is what Jiva Goswami says, that why bhakti is so durlabha, why it is so rare. Because it conquers Krishna. Krishna does not award it so easily. One has to be fully sincere and desire that. If we desire other things, Krishna will easily award those other things.
So Balaram,
he invoked his power of omniscience to understand the cause of his surprise. Balaram considered, "It is definitely a display of mystic power or Maya. But what kind of Maya and who caused it? Is it the Daivi Maya of the demigods, like Brahma appearing as boys and calves to test their ability to attract us to them? Are these boys not really Sridham and others? Is it Nari Maya created by some sages who are testing their knowledge by assuming the forms of the boys and calves? Is it some Rakshasi Maya employed by the demons like Kamsa, who, failing to kill us by their strength, have resorted to some trick to kill us by disguising themselves as the boys and calves?" Balaram was trying to understand. As the third portion of Yoga Maya dissolved, Balaram again considered, "The mystical changes must have been caused by the Yoga Maya potency of my master, Krishna. Though other potencies cannot bewilder me, even I cannot check the power of Krishna's Yoga Maya, which is filled with pure knowledge. On the other hand, the Mahamaya of my expansion, Mahavishnu, who creates the Mahatattva, easily bewilders Brahma and others." So, very wonderful pastime. Thinking in this way, this is text 38, Balaram, Lord Balaram, was able to see with the eye of transcendental knowledge that all the calves and Krishna's friends were expansions of the form of Sri Krishna. Purport. Every individual is different. There are even differences between twin brothers. Does anyone here have a twin brother? No? Twin sisters? No? Always differences. Yet when Krishna expanded himself as the boys and calves, each boy and each calf appeared in its own original feature with the same individual ways of acting, the same tendencies, the same color, the same dress, and so on. For Krishna manifested himself with all these differences. This was Krishna's opulence. Krishna, short comment. Thinking thus, Balaram tried to understand it by the eye of transcendental knowledge. By Krishna's will, the fourth portion of Yoga Maya departed, and Balaram was able to see that all the boys and calves were expansions of Krishna's form. Lord Baladev said, "O Supreme Controller, these boys are not great demigods, as I previously thought, nor are these calves great sages like Narada. Now I can see that you alone are manifesting yourself in all varieties of differences." So Balaram is thinking that the boys have always and calves have always been Krishna, it seems. "Although one, you are existing in the different forms of the calves and boys. Please briefly explain this to me." Having thus been requested by Lord Baladev, Krishna explained the whole situation, and Baladev understood it. Purport. Inquiring from Krishna about the actual situation, Lord Balaram said, "My dear Krishna, in the beginning I thought that all these cows, calves, and cowherd boys were either great sages and saintly persons or demigods, but at the present it appears that they are actually your expansions. They are all you. You yourself are playing as the cows and calves and cows and boys. What is the mystery of the situation? Where have all those other calves and cows and boys have gone?" So he understood that the others were not there, and Krishna was there. "And why are you expanding yourself as the cows, calves, and boys? Will you kindly tell me what is the cause?" At the request of Balaram, Krishna briefly explained the whole situation, how the calves and boys were stolen by Brahma, and how he was concealing the incident by expanding himself so that people would not know that the original cows, calves, and boys were missing. Balaram understood, therefore, that this was not Maya, but Krishna's opulence. Krishna's all opulences. He has all opulences to an unlimited degree. How opulent is that? Inconceivably opulent. Unlimited power, unlimited opulence. unlimited intelligence, unlimited beauty. This is Krishna. At first, Balaram said, I thought these boys and calves were displays of the power of great sages like Narada, but now I see that all these boys and calves are you. After inquiring from Krishna, Lord Balaram understood that Krishna himself had become many. That the Lord can do this is stated in the Brahma Samhita, Daitamajuttamanadimanantarupam. Although he is one, he can expand himself in many forms, in so many forms. According to the Vedic version, Ekam Bhusham, he can expand himself into many thousands and millions, but still remain one. In that sense, everything is spiritual because everything is an expansion of Krishna. And therefore, Vaishnavas respect everything and respect everyone. Everyone and everything. One time I asked Prabhupada, there was one devotee who had left the movement, a sannyasi had left, and I asked Prabhupada, how should I treat him now? And Prabhupada replied, with respect. A Vaishnava treats everyone with respect, even an ant. This is the culture that is actually is an integral part of the Krishna consciousness movement. To respect others, and what is the other half of that Mahaprabhu said? And? Yeah. Don't expect any respect for yourself. And how sad it is that I am just the opposite of that. I want all respect for myself and don't want to respect anyone else. And this is the influence. You have to guess which it is. Is it Krishna's yoga maya or is it maha maya, illusion, covering a conditioned soul? It is maya. I want to be the center instead of Krishna. If we see Krishna in the center and act to please him, this is one of the characteristics of how devotees will act, respectful to others. One time, Prabhupada was asked, as we had heard, how will we know your disciples? And he said, they will be gentlemen, gentle ladies, act as gentlemen. So in Kali Yuga, that's an extremely high standard, very hard to achieve to be even a gentleman. Ladies and gentlemen. Culture. Gentle. Kali Yuga, very, very difficult. So everything, the rest of Prabhupada's purport describes how everything is ultimately Krishna, but although Krishna is separate, not that everything is Krishna, but everything is none different from Krishna. Like all the sunlight is none different from the sun, but it is not the sun. And the Mayavadis, they only accept the sameness, but not the difference too. So this is the teachings of Mahaprabhu, Achintya Veda Veda Tattva Prakash. Let's see if we can read a little, let's see what Vishwanath says. 39. So Krishna told everything to Balaram. He explained to him the whole situation. Text 40. Now, so what we've just heard today is what happened. That pastime, very, very sweet pastime when the cows became attracted to the calves. Vrishti hoyche. Now, the pastime shifts. Brahma is going to come back.
Text 40. When Lord Brahma returned after a moment of time had passed, according to his own measurement, he saw that although by human measurement a complete year had passed, Lord Krishna, after all that time, was engaged just as before in playing with the boys and calves, who were his expansions. Lord Brahma had gone away for only a moment of his time, but when he returned, a year of human time had passed. It was exactly a year, too. That means, and this point comes from Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura, that when Brahma came back, and when Krishna displays his energies, and when Brahma offers his prayers, this again is on Balaram Jayanti. So wonderful pastimes happened on Balaram Jayanti, because Krishna had to do certain things that he couldn't do in Balaram's presence, so he had to organize it so that Balaram wasn't there. Yoga Maya does these things. Like also on Balaram Jayanti, what happened was Krishna danced on the heads of Kaliya, and he jumped in the water of Yamuna that was poisoned, and Balaram wasn't there. So Krishna did that because Balaram would never let him jump in, because Balaram, Mother Yasoda was always telling Balaram, you have to protect Krishna. And Balaram, being the older brother, had paternal, protective mood towards Krishna. So Krishna on that day, he made sure that Balaram also wasn't present so he could perform his pastime of chastising Kaliya. So Lord Brahma had gone away for a moment of his time, but when he returned, a year of human time had passed. On different planets, the calculation of time is different. To give an example, a man-made satellite may orbit the Earth in an hour and 25 minutes, and thus complete one full day, although a day ordinarily takes 24 hours for those living on Earth. Therefore, what was but a moment for Brahma was 1 year on Earth. Krishna continued to expand himself in so many forms for 1 year, but by the arrangement of Yogamaya, no one could understand this but Balaram. After one moment of Brahma's calculation, Brahma came back to see the fun caused by his stealing the boys and calves, but he was also afraid that he was playing with fire. Krishna was his master, and he had played mischief for fun by taking away Krishna's calves and boys. He was really anxious, so he did not stay away very long. He came back after a moment of his calculation. And when Brahma returned, he saw that all the boys, calves and cows, were playing with Krishna in the same way as when he had come upon them. By Krishna's display of Yogamaya, the same pastimes were going on without any change. On the day when Lord Brahma had first come, Balaram could not go with Krishna and the cowherd boys, for it was his birthday and his mother had kept him back for the proper ceremonial bath called Santika Snan. Therefore, Lord Baladev was not taken by Brahma at that time. Now, 1 year later, Brahma returned, and because he returned on exactly the same day, Baladev was again kept home for his birthday. Thereafter, although this verse mentions that Brahma saw Krishna and all the coward boys, Baladev is not mentioned. It was 5 or 6 days earlier that Baladev had inquired from Krishna about the extraordinary affection of the cows and coward men. But now when Brahma returned, Brahma saw all the calves and coward boys playing with Krishna as expansions of Krishna. But he did not see Baladev. As in the previous year, Lord Baladev did not go to the woods on the day Lord Brahma appeared there. 41. Lord Brahma thought. So he came back. He had taken everything away. Say if this is Sitaram's cup with water in it, and Sitaram is sitting there, and he's thirsty, he's about to drink. And then I, and Sitarama just looks over there for a second, and then I take it and go like this, and I think I'm tricking Sitarama. And then I look back, and it's there! I know it's in my hand, and then I see it there. How bewildering that will be! And especially when I'm going like this, and thinking, oh, look how I'm tricking. I'm showing my power and my cleverness. And then I see it's there. My cleverness has just fooled me. Because I'm thinking I'm so clever, and then I realize that while I've been thinking clever, I have no idea what's been going on. And that's what happened with Brahma. Lord Brahma thought, whatever boys and calves they were in Gokul, I have kept them sleeping on the bed of my mystic power, my mystic potency. And to this very day, they have not yet risen again.
We'll read what Brahma's illusory words are, up to 45, and then we'll stop and read some purports, and that will be all we read tonight. Brahma says, a similar number of boys and calves have been playing with Krishna for one whole year. Yet, they are different from the ones illusioned by mystic power. Who are they? Where did they come from? Thus Lord Brahma, thinking and thinking for a long time, tried to distinguish between those two sets of boys who were each separately existing. He tried to understand who was real and who was not real, but he couldn't understand at all. Just like if I took the cup and I know it's here in my hand, and then I look there, well, is it really in my hand? I can feel it. Or are those false? Is that cup false? Is this false? Is this false? Is this false? He couldn't understand what was going on. He was completely bewildered. He tried to understand who was real and who was not real, but he couldn't understand at all. Thus, because Lord Brahma wanted to mystify the all-pervading Lord Krishna, who can never be mystified, but who on the contrary mystifies the entire universe, he himself was put into bewilderment by his own mystic powers. As the darkness of snow on a dark night and the light of a glowworm in the day of light have no value, snow may appear very bright in the day, but it's only a reflection of the sunlight. And at night, there's no light coming from the snow. Or a glowworm at night may appear to have some shining potency, but in the day you can't even see them. Do they have those in Australia? Lightning bugs and glowworms, yes? So the mystic power of an inferior person who tries to use it against a person of great power is unable to accomplish anything. Instead, the power of that inferior person is diminished. So we'll read some of the purports now about Brahma's bewilderment. For 1 year, Lord Brahma kept the calves and boys lying down in a cave by his mystic power. Where is that cave? Does anyone know where that cave is? Some people know, but they're not saying. Huh? Kamyavan. And one of the furthest parts of Braja Krishna used to have his... I used to take the cows there all the time. There's that cave there. Now it is small, though. So therefore, when Brahma saw Lord Krishna still playing with all the cows and calves, he began trying to reason about what was happening. What is this? He thought. Maybe I took those calves and coward boys away, but now they have been taken back from that cave. Is that what had happened? Has Krishna brought them back here? Then, however, Lord Brahma saw that the calves and boys he had taken were still in the same mystic maya in which he had put them. Thus he concluded that the calves and coward boys now playing with Krishna were different from the ones in the cave. He could understand that although the original calves and boys were still in the cave where he had put them, Krishna had expanded himself. And so the present demonstration of calves and boys consisted of expansions of Krishna. They had the same features, the same mentality, and the same intentions, but they were all Krishna. Although appearing like calves, cows, and coward boys, these were all Vishnu. Actually, they were all Vishnu Tattva, not Jiva Tattva. Brahma was surprised. The original coward boys and cows, he thought, are still where I put them last year. So who is it that is now keeping company with Krishna exactly as before? Where have they come from? Brahma was surprised that his mystic power had been neglected. Neglected is insignificant. Without touching the original cows and coward boys kept by Brahma, Krishna had created another assembly of calves and boys who were all expansions of Vishnu Tattva. Thus Brahma's mystic power was superseded. Brahma was puzzled. The original boys and calves are still sleeping as I have kept them, he thought. But another set is here playing with Krishna. How has this happened? Brahma could not grasp what was happening. Which boys were real, which boys were not real. Brahma was unable to come to any definite conclusion. He pondered the matter for a long while. How can there be two sets of calves and boys at the same time? Have the boys and calves have been created by Krishna, or has Krishna created the ones lying asleep? Or are both merely creations of Krishna? Brahma thought about the subject in many different ways. After I go to the cave and see that the boys and calves are still there, does Krishna go take them away and put them here so that I can come here and see them? And does Krishna then take them from here and put them there? Brahma could not figure out how there could be two sets of calves and coward boys exactly alike. Although thinking and thinking, he could not understand at all. Brahma wanted to bewilder Krishna, who bewilders the entire universe. The whole universe is under Krishna's mystic power. But Brahma wanted to mystify him. So we should be gaining the... It's so important that we understand how powerful Krishna is that it is impossible to fathom how wonderful, how powerful, how opulent, how mystical. Nothing is simply how it appears to be with Krishna. This is so important, because otherwise we can easily mistake Krishna's Vrindavan Leela as something very common. Oh, is he really God? How could it be? That Krishna is playing in this way. Maybe he is an ordinary boy or something like that. Maybe he's some mythological figure. Maybe this, maybe that. Maybe he's just a person that was powerful and now has been exaggerated. Something like that. So therefore, it is essential, especially before going on to the most intimate leelas of Krishna with the gopis, it is essential that one clearly understands that nothing that Krishna does has anything to do with the material emotions. If I were to dance with girls in the middle of the night, it would be impelled by one kind of emotion, one kind of feeling. But when Krishna does it, it is not like that at all. He's unlimitedly mystically powerful. It is not what it appears like to mundane vision. Therefore, it's prohibited to hear about these things until one has the proper conceptions in place. In other words, before one hears the earlier cantos. That is the main purpose of the earlier cantos, is to have us understand, to give us the purity and abilities to understand the 10th canto and understand Krishna, because he, prema pamato mahan, aradyo bhagavan brijesha tanayo tadamam vindavanam ramya kichirupasana vraja vadu bhagena vakalpita srimad bhagavatam pramanam mamalam prema pamato mahan. This is the conclusions of Mahaprabhu. And the Bhagavatam is directing us to Krishna, but not go there prematurely, not rushing and jumping, but properly. But yet we should know that this is the goal. Prema Paramatma, to love Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is so attractive, who has incredible pastimes, wonderful pastimes.
Sometimes his pastimes are so simple, like sitting and eating with the cowherd boys, using the bark of trees and leaves as their plates, and sometimes they are extraordinary, like this one where Krishna is expanding. But whether Krishna is doing something that seems, where his powers are shown, or something where he's completely hiding his powers, everything he does is extraordinary because he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And everything is done to please his devotees, and everything the devotees do is to please him. This is the reciprocal love that goes on in Vrindavan. The result of Brahma trying to mystify Krishna was that Brahma himself was mystified, just as one who wants to kill another man may himself be killed. In other words, Brahma was defeated by his own attempt. In a similar position are the scientists and philosophers who want to overcome the mystic power of Krishna. They challenge Krishna, saying, "What is God? We can do this and we can do that." But the more they challenge Krishna in this way, the more they are implicated in suffering. The lesson here is that we should not try to overcome Krishna. Rather, instead of endeavoring to surpass him or to be him, to be the center, we should surrender to him. Sarvadamam prityaja mamekam sharanam braja. Instead of defeating Krishna, Brahma himself was defeated, for he could not understand what Krishna was doing. Since Brahma, the chief person within this universe, was so bewildered, what to be said of so-called scientists and philosophers? Sarvadamam prityaja mamekam sharanam braja. We should give up all our tiny efforts to defy the arrangements of Krishna. Very difficult to do this because we are so self-centered, so illusioned. Instead, whatever arrangements he proposes, we should accept. This is always better, for this will make us happy. And the other attempt to challenge Krishna will entangle us in so much misery. The more we try to defeat the arrangement of Krishna, the more we become implicated in Krishna's maya, deviyesh gunamayi mama maya daratyaya. But one who has reached the point of surrendering to the instructions of Krishna, mamevate prapadyante, is liberated, free from Krishna maya, mayamitan tarantite. The power of Krishna is just like a government that cannot be overcome. First of all, there are the laws, then there is the police power, and beyond that, the military power. Therefore, what is the use of trying to overcome the power of the government? Similarly, what is the use of trying to challenge Krishna? From the next verse, it is clear that Krishna cannot be defeated by any kind of mystic power. If one gets even a little power of scientific knowledge, one tries to defy God. But actually, no one is able to bewilder Krishna. When Brahma, the chief person within the universe, tried to bewilder Krishna, he himself was bewildered and astonished. Just like the scientists, they study and study and study the universe for so many years, and they find these great black holes. And they're very, very... And when you hear them talk about things like black holes and string theory and this and that, it can be so intimidating. But these black holes, that they're singularities of condensation of energy, and they suck into it so much matter. But what's on the other side? They have no... What does it mean even to have an other side? Or where does it all go? What happens to it? The more they learn, the prouder they tend to become, but also, practically speaking, the more bewildered they are, the less they actually end up knowing. Actually. It's so silly. They name one of the particles that they can't understand, the God particle. They're so arrogant. God particle, because they can't understand it. Make it into a joke. But when death comes before them, then the joke will be over. So we shouldn't be like that. We shouldn't be like that. Prabhupada is speaking so... These are some of the last instructions Prabhupada is giving. Whatever arrangements he proposes, we should accept. This is better, for it will make us happy. The more we try to defeat the arrangements of Krishna, the more we become implicated in Krishna's maya. But one who has reached the point of surrendering to the instructions of Krishna is liberated, free from Krishna maya. When Brahma, the chief person within the universe, tried to bewilder Krishna, he himself was bewildered and astonished. This is the position of the conditioned soul. Brahma wanted to mystify Krishna, but he himself was mystified. So this is a little more proper question. Getting late, so we'll read it. And then there's one more. And then we'll just read some of the comments of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur on these verses. Not so many. Just one paragraph of 44, the one we just read, what Prabhupada's comment was. Vimohita here indicates that Brahma was bewildered in a special way. The reason for this extreme bewilderment was Brahma's great offense. What was Brahma's great offense? He's going to become so bewildered he won't be able to understand anything. He'll forget himself completely. Confused. What was Brahma's offense? He did, one way to look at it is he just played a trick on Krishna and the cowherd boys. Another way to look at it, he was just trying to see how powerful Krishna was. Why is this offensive? Vishwanath said, his great offense... Oh, he doesn't explain it here, but later he explains. Huh?
He forgot his position.
Yes, but the offense was that Krishna was enjoying... If you remember the beginning of the chapter, the cowherd boys and Krishna were playing. They were experiencing incredible ecstasy in their pastimes. They didn't want to stop, they didn't want to eat, they just wanted to play. And Brahma stopped the enjoyment of Krishna and his devotees. Vishwanath will explain this later. This was the offense, actually. Because all our business, the living entity's natural, his sarup, jivera sarupoi, Krishna nityadas. Our business is to increase Krishna's pleasure, not inhibit and stop Krishna's pleasure. So for Brahma, for his own self-centered purposes, he consciously tried to stop Krishna's pleasure. And this, of course, this is all going on by as pastime, but anyways. But here Vishwanath says, Brahma's great offense in attempting to use his mystic powers to mystify the Lord. One should not think that Brahma was bewildered by his own maya, because maya does not have the power to bewilder its shelter. Why is he making that point? That Brahma didn't get confused by his own power, he got confused by Krishna's power, because maya does not have the power to bewilder its own shelter, its own source. Why is Vishwanath making that point? What is he indirectly saying?
Maya is controlled by Krishna, maya is controlled by...
Yeah, he's indirectly showing that Mayavad philosophy cannot be a fact, because in Mayavad philosophy that maya bewilders the Supreme Lord and then the Supreme Lord becomes jiva. With that he's saying that the shelter of the potency can never be overcome by the potency. Okay, we'll stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Brahma Mohalila ki jai, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur ki jai, Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai.